Since the days of Susan B. Anthony, a line of distinguished women of this community have taken the university, and of course particularly the College for Women, close to their heart. I feel very happy that I can present to you Mrs. Frank Gannett to represent and speak for that tradition.
Gannett. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm exceedingly pleased to be here today. This is a dream for all of us women who have wanted to see the women's college moved up to the men's, with the men's college in the University of Rochester. I can't confine myself today in talking about this move just to the women's college. I feel the whole university expansion program, with our boys and girls studying together, going along hand in hand, with this new and wonderful partnership which men and women have developed, not only in their elementary, the boys and girls in their elementary and secondary education, but now in their college education, then in their marriage and in their careers. It's a beautiful thing, a very hearty thing from my point of view, to have our boys and girls working together so closely. This will give them more of an opportunity than ever before to do so. In the role of a citizen, in the Rochester that I love so dearly, I've lived here all my life. You cannot divorce the activities and the tone of Rochester from the activities and the tone of the University of Rochester. One sets the other. I'm not so interested really in the point of view of the university toward Rochester as I am of the point of view of the citizens toward this university. It's a privilege to give to this expansion fund. It's a privilege to allow the people who dream dreams to carry them out. We are not going to be asked to give to this expansion campaign. We are going to be given the privilege of giving to it. And I can't stress that enough in my own feelings. I am blessed to be able to help to provide better facilities for our girls, particularly up on this wonderful campus that means so much to all of us. I think I have to pay a little tribute to the courage of Dr. DeKeywitt. I think you have to come from out of town to be able to put such a thing over. I don't think any Rochesterian would dare do it. Behind him stood the most gallant men and women on the Board of Trustees that would make this expensive, this colossal and necessary move in the face of times that are difficult and arguments that seem to be insurmountable. We can have in Rochester what we want. I think Rochester women would like so much to see our faculties given the kind of salaries, for instance, that Rochester people are proud of. I think we want to enfold them into a life which will be richer for having them here. I think we attract at the Eastman Kodak Company, at the Bausch & Lomb, every phase of Rochester industry attracts high-level people who bring their talents and their wonderful qualities to us here, that we might be short-sighted enough not to make it possible to attract the finest, the tops. For the University of Rochester is unbelievable. Thank God that we have a president of the university and a board of trustees and a faculty who are going to explain to the citizens of Rochester how much they mean to us in case they don't understand it. This is a concrete and tangible move here. This will be enlightening to people. We're on the way. I think this shovel full of dirt will mean so much to all the citizens of Rochester who have wanted the best for their university. Thank you for letting me be here today to tell you how much I feel, how strongly I feel about being invited to participate. Thank you.